It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Face mask ordinances for businesses in many of Texas's most populous cities and counties either in effect today or went into effect over the weekend. This after Texas Governor Greg Abbott said cities and counties can enforce rules on businesses requiring face masks, although official penalties against individuals for not wearing face coverings remain unenforceable. In the crosshairs are restaurant and business owners already hit hard by the economic crisis caused by the pandemic. Emily Williams Knight is CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association. Thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Of course. Good morning.
I assume you've been in touch with restaurant owners over the weekend about how some of these face mask ordinances are playing out. What are you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. We as an association and, of course, our members fully support the use of face masks. I think we see growing evidence that masks are helping to slow the spread. I think where we have a concern is asking businesses, in particular small businesses that make up most of the restaurant sector, to enforce that. We're calling on Governor Abbott to consider a statewide proposal. We think about restaurants. We operate in many different counties and cities, and operators are waking up this morning trying to determine where these orders are in effect. And consumers are waking up wondering, when they cross county lines, do they need a mask or not? So some consistency would be welcome at this point.
Is it just about consistency, like, say, whether or not it's enforceable here in this county versus there in that other county? Or does this have to do with some practical realities of business, say, running off customers who aren't wearing face masks into the arms of a competitor just a couple of storefronts away?
Yeah, you know, we're actually not as concerned because a number of our members, actually many of them over the last week, have actually been sourcing additional masks. You know, if someone were to come in and didn't have one and said, yes, I'm happy to do that for you, they'll have a mask to lend them. Our bigger concern is actually putting our frontline employees in a situation where they're unsafe. If you remember early COVID-19 days, we had instances where guests and employees encounter one another, and it could be very contentious, up to the point of violence. And so our issue is making sure our frontline employees are protected, and we ask that the individual counties and cities continue to message to consumers that this is a requirement. It will help our frontline employees tremendously when those guests arrive.
I wonder how much those frontline employees are having to deal with some confusion among customers, too, because I noticed that there was a sign out front of one restaurant over the weekend that said, "And yes, the governor has said that it's okay for us to mandate face masks." There seems to be some, you're chuckling, but it seems to be some misunderstanding about what is allowable and what is not, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and this is a great time for me to remind everyone that the Texas Restaurant Promise is what they should be looking for when they go to a restaurant. We created it in the early days of reopening, actually prior to reopening, and they match the governor's guidelines directly. And there's two sections: what you can expect of the restaurant when you enter and what the restaurant expects of you when you enter. We'll be launching today actually a training program, but also dine at the sign. So as a consumer, when you see that sign out front, make sure you read it, you understand your role, you know what to expect once you dine, and together, through building trust, I think, and being really clear about how we're going to get through this, everyone's going to win and we're going to have a lot more clarity.
What kind of guidance on implementing these ordinances are the cities providing?
We've seen our city partners really, you know, we've been able to meet with a number of them, have Zoom calls talking about, you know, with local authorities all the way to the health department that we partner with almost every single day already in our businesses, and really telling us that we're education, that we need to do our best, that we need to inform. But clearly, if it gets to the point where there's a confrontation that could get dangerous, that we need to call local authorities. And so that's the advice we're giving restaurants. And I'm happy to say that many restaurants have been encouraging guests to wear masks long before these official ordinances. And we've seen really good compliance from our consumers.
Since, you know, in a sense, you have become the proxy for mask enforcement because the cities and the county governments are being prohibited from enforcing against individuals, how concerned are restaurant owners about getting fined and potentially having to shut down their businesses?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's this balance between public safety and then having small business play the role of enforcement. And I don't think it's ever a good idea to put that type of enforcement on small business for whatever it be, masks or otherwise. And so we're having a lot of discussions right now with our members. They know the role they play. The more education that consumers can receive directly from their local officials about the importance of this is going to make restaurants' jobs easier. But we certainly never believe that small business should be enforcing something like this. But in the name of public health, which is important to restaurants, we're going to step up and do our part.
Emily Williams Knight is CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association. Emily, thanks again.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.